It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we remembered the birth of the United States of America, a 4th of July celebration. The report from Paul Blair about the foundations for America, biblical foundations, was outstanding. We're going to see what that then begs as a question. The question should be, then where is the United States in Bible prophecy? It's an age-old question. I've got an answer in a moment. But first, let's think through some of the other news reports that we receive from our broadcast partners that help us see how the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we went to the Washington, D.C. area talking with Ken Timmerman. He gave us an update on the Iraqi crisis. We also talked about ISIS as they continue to take control of sections of Iraq, and they have declared a caliphate wanting to break down every border until they get to Jerusalem. That brings then to our attention David Dolan. He gave us a Middle East news update. With that update, he talked about the increasing possibility that Israel is on the brink of war with Hamas, war that could take place with all the threatening activities on the external borders of Israel. This is very much of an important discussion that I had with David Dolan. We talked with Winky Medad. He lives in Shiloh, the center part of the state of Israel, in the area of Judea and Samaria. And I'm going to ask Winky about Israel's taking revenge by killing a Arab boy. Winky told us that that is not the way they build settlements or expand present settlements. That's the way they take revenge. Very interesting conversation. Dr. Rob Congdon, we talked about Tony Blair's possible leadership role as the present European Union leaders step aside. Tony Blair may surface as the leader in that area. Dr. Paul Blair, who is a pastor in the Oklahoma City area, gave us some outstanding background, biblical background, on the United States of America. This is one you're going to have to re-listen to. It is outstanding. And David James, we talked about a book, brand new now. It's entitled The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven. A very important report from David James here on Prophecy Today. You can listen to all of these if you did not have a chance to catch every one of my conversations at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Again, that address, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. And do me a favor, be sure to tell your friends about these conversations that they need to listen to what my broadcast partners had to say. PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Let me remind you that all of these reports from my broadcast partners have a prophetic significance. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman out of Washington. He talked about Iraq. He gave us an update on the crisis going on there. And when you think about Bible prophecy, you'll be driven to the book of Revelation chapter 18, where Babylon becomes the headquarters for a one-world economic, political, governmental system headed up by Antichrist. Dave Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is continuing. Ezekiel chapter 35, the little book of Obadiah, and Malachi chapter 1 all give us biblical insight to that report. Winky Medad talked about the expanding settlements as revenge against the killing of the three Israeli teenagers. And you can look at Ezekiel 37, the nation of Israel becoming a nation after 2,000 years. Chapter 34 of Ezekiel, the Lord says, I will do that. He says it 18 times. And chapter 36 talks about the land that God has promised to give the Jewish people. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update. Remember, the European Union is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. That would be Daniel 7, verses 7 and 23 and 24. Look those passages up. Paul Blair's biblical background on the United States of America was excellent. Very, very good. You need to listen to that again. And then we talked with David James. And David and I talked about the fact that indeed, there is another book out talking about a little boy going to heaven and coming back. Well, those are all available at my website with my broadcast partners. They're recorded and archived, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today, Radio Network. But let me go back to Paul Blair's background report on the biblical foundations of the United States of America. Both Paul and I believe in a biblical eschatology, which means the rapture followed by the tribulation, a seven-year period of judgment, followed then by the second coming, and after that Jesus sets up his kingdom. So that's eschatologically how this world is going to follow a plan of God. Therefore, at this time of celebration on the birth of the United States, where is the United States in Bible prophecy? Remember, God established human government. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. The United States is a human government, a republic, just exactly like the one that God allowed Moses to set up. America has been the launch pad for evangelism, reaching out to the world with the message of the gospel. The only reason that Jesus Christ has not come back, 2 Peter 3:9, is that he is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. America has protected the Jewish people, which they were told to do, Genesis 12:3. Now, that does not mean that they have to protect a secularistic, humanistic government, but they must protect, they must stand with the Jewish people. That is God's plan for the end times. The United States of America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. You can search the Word of God, the prophetic passages. You will never see mentioned the United States of America, with one possible exception. It says in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2 that all the nations of the world will gather at Jerusalem just prior to the return of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, talks about Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet using signs, wonders, and miracles to gather all the nations of the world for the Battle of Armageddon. Now, they'll meet in Jerusalem first. It should be referred to as the Campaign of Armageddon. And after 7 years of tribulation, if indeed America is still around, they will be a part of that gathering of nations in the city of Jerusalem. You see, Christians are the backbone of this nation, and when they leave, this nation will be a nebulous entity, meaning they'll probably fade into the woodwork. However, the rapture has to take place before the Christians depart, and with everything we've talked about on this broadcast today, the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...